Everyone has that friend that has everything under the sun they could possibly ever want. Whenever a new gadget comes out, they own it. Hottest handbag, they had it first. New shoes, shades, or something shown on Oprah's Favorite Things, bought it. And when we're around those friends, some of us may think, they must be doing really well, or I want those things too. What you don't see is how the items are purchased, how long the payments might be on those items, the size of the person's retirement account, their savings, or lack thereof, or if there is any parental economic support. In short, not all is what it seems. The basics of understanding spending is simple. Do you have more coming in than going out? If that's the case, you've passed the first test and have a basic understanding of this core skill. If you have no idea how much is coming in or going out, it's time to get out a sharpened pencil and do some calculating. Most people who overspend do so because they have no idea how much they're really both taking home and spending. So the sum of this equation usually ends up negative, as in no money. Let's take baby steps first. If you find yourself in an overspending mode, you must determine exactly how much you're taking home. When asked about this, some people truly believe that because their salary is $50,000 a year, that they have just over $4,000 a month to live on. They apparently never look at their pay stub. Figure out to the penny how much you're making on a monthly basis. That's step one. Step two is to then begin to track all of your spending for a one-month period. Figure out what you're spending, compare it to what you make, and you may have the first clue as to why you have more month at the end of your money. This Minute on Your Money has been brought to you by Your Credit Union and the Iowa Credit Union Foundation.